Gillian Anderson stars in the new production of Bleak House, Charles Dickens' story in installments about protracted lawsuits, loves, lust, paternity, probate, murder, and greed in Victorian London's courts of chancery. Andrew Davies has adapted the Dickens novel into a six-part series produced by the BBC and WGBH in Boston. Gillian Anderson stars as Lady Dedlock. She is still seen widely around the world as Dana Scully from the X-Files television series and in films that include Playing by Heart and The House of Mirth. Scott Simon spoke with Ms. Anderson earlier this week when his voice sounded better.
You had vowed in a couple of interviews that you weren't going to do television again anytime soon after the X-Files. What changed your mind about Bleak House?
Well, it has been a long time, and I actually keep forgetting how long it has been since we stopped shooting the series. But I absolutely fell in love with the scripts, with Andrew Davies' adaptation, and I hadn't read Bleak House yet and actually agreed to do the project before reading the novel, and had the most wonderful time working to put together the costumes and deciding the wig. And it was just an extraordinary experience.
Help us set the story up, because Bleak House, interestingly, I think it's safe to say, is one of the most admired novels or stories that was actually written initially in newspaper installments, but not the one that, at least on this side of the pond, a lot of Americans have read, as opposed to, let's say, something like Oliver Twist or Tale of Two Cities.
Sure. Well, there are lots of different stories that are intermingling and interweaving within the body of the novel. And the main story is about a legal case involving the Jarndyce family. And
Bleak House is their house.
Bleak House is their house. And the character that I play is Lady Dedlock, who has a stake in the case.
We have a clip, Timothy West playing Lady Dedlock's husband, having a conversation at the window.
Is it still raining, my love?
Yes, my love.
Remarkable.
And I am bored to death with it.
Well.
Bored to death with this place, bored to death with my life, bored to death with myself.
What was that, my love?
Nothing. Of consequence.
You sound really bored.
You know, Lady Dedlock is such an fascinating, tragic character. You get the sense in the novel and in the series that she was quite frivolous as a young woman. And she falls in love with a young soldier and lays with him for one night. And becomes pregnant. After her recovery, she is proposed to by Sir Leicester Dedlock, played by Timothy West. And despite the fact that she does not love him at the time, she agrees, but never reveals the fact that she did have a child and that she did have a love before they were married. So she carries that secret with her, and she has become cold, but she almost can't help herself. She's holding everything so tightly within herself, and she almost appears like if she fell over, she'd break into 1,000 pieces.
Yeah. We want to play another clip. Charles Dance plays an attorney who suspects that Lady Dedlock has this secret.
Who copied that? Whose handwriting is it?
I regret to say I have no idea, my lady.
Is this what you call law hand?
Why do you ask?
You faint, right?
Yes.
Victorian women were always fainting, weren't they?
It was the corset.
How do you play a character who much of the outside world finds impenetrable, but you know, and the audience has to know, that what she's exhibiting is not boredom so much as kind of cauterized pain and feeling?
What makes a good character is conflict. And one can reveal a lot simply by the way one holds oneself, the way one moves one's mouth, one's eyes, twitches one's nose in the slightest ways. I have to imagine it also has to do with, you know, the rich world that Dickens sets up in his pages about particular characters and the way they stand, the way they dress, the way they hold their hands. So it is, it's almost like an immediate template for an actor to work with. And it all adds to this different world that is incredibly faithful to what Dickens was trying to express, I think, through his tabloid serial writing.
Ms. Anderson, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gillian Anderson speaking from KQED in San Francisco with Scott Simon earlier this week. Bleak House is airing in 6 parts beginning tomorrow night and running till February 26th on PBS. For scheduling details or to read the entire novel online, come to our website, npr.org. Thank you.